Welcome to Wine About History. I'm your host, Max Hamill.
And I'm your co-host, Patty.
And today we are talking about Vasco da Gama while drinking Angry Orchard's Iceman.
We're mixing it up a little bit tonight instead we are. Of wine about history. It's hard cider about history, I guess. So we thought we'd switch things up and try some hard cider. And this one's kind of interesting because it's old, right?
It was made in 1992.
Awesome.
And so far it's very good. And it's 10% alcohol by volume.
Wow. I'll kick to it then.
Yes.
So it was kind of sour.
It is a little sour.
Would you recommend it?
Yes.
You would. Okay. I don't know if it was my thing. Let me try another sip. I remember liking it.
So it is sour, but it has a very, very good cider taste to it.
Yeah. I'm definitely getting cider there. Mm-hmm.
So today we're discussing a very interesting character because we're in Explorer Month.
Explorer. And I'll bet explorers looked for apples to make cider. I'm just trying to tie it in.
Yes, they did.
Exactly. They were on the hunt for apples. What was Vasco da Gama on the hunt for?
Vasco da Gama was on the hunt for spices, actually.
Oh, okay. That's a good thing.
So, they actually, one of the things they were looking for, Europeans, the reason they colonized the world, wasn't actually for gold, it was mostly for sugar. They couldn't get sugar. Because, not to get political or anything like that, but a Muslim caliphate decided they were the middlemen for a lot of trade from the east to the west. They said, no more sugar to the Christians. And all of a sudden, people who get sugar didn't want sugar. And I don't know about you, but I think most people would be pretty mad that they couldn't get sugar all of a sudden.
Right.
I would venture a guess that most people would be up in arms.
I'd lose my mind.
And because it's addictive. It's a very addictive chemical. Yeah. So everything's changing. He was born in 1469.
Okay.
The end of the Middle Ages. The beginning of the Renaissance.
Yeah.
And technology has advanced. But the most important thing that's advanced is shipbuilding. Because they've been exposed to European ships are made for hardy, tough northern seas. But they weren't made for really long open water voyages.
Okay.
Where a lot of other ships from other cultures were, and they mixed those together to make good ships.
Alrighty.
Vasco da Gama was born at a time when this was changing. The European economy was shifting from mostly subsistence level farming and apprenticeships to more profitable. They had guilds now, mm-hmm. of skilled, like unions. That's kind of what a guild was.
Yeah.
Basically, they had an advanced market instead of, I'm going to work on this farm till I die. If I'm lucky, I have a trade.
Okay.
So.
Can I just ask, where was he born? Is he Spanish?
He's Portuguese.
Portuguese.
I believe he was born in Lisbon.
Okay.
So the merchant class was growing and the profit allowed for exploration. And the Portuguese explorers were some of the first of these explorers. And Vasco da Gama was arguably the greatest.
Okay.
So he grew up in a military family and became a very skilled navigator, and he earned a good reputation in the War of Castilian Succession. That's a whole other thing. But it was a war about...
Oh, yeah.
We can go over that in the Iberian War month.
Yeah, we'll do that for sure.
The king of Portugal wanted to go to India because he wanted those spices.
Yeah.
Because Portugal didn't have anything, but it was mostly just one long coast.
Yeah.
So they had decent...
I'm surprised Portugal doesn't have any spices. I know India has the mother load
yeah.
of spices. And darn good ones for
it's
sure.
It's just
but
different.
I would think Portugal with that, like they'd have saffron or something.
Where do you think saffron came from?
Where did saffron come from?
Not Portugal.
Oh, really? India?
India, well, I suppose. I don't know where saffron comes, but I know that the reason it's so expensive, the reason those spices are so valuable is because they're hard to transport. When they got there, they might have started making them on their own. Uh-huh. But they couldn't grow sugar there.
Oh, it just seems like everything Spanish or maybe Portuguese, too.
Has a lot of spices, and that's probably why. Because of what we're about to go into.
Okay, I'll stop interrupting.
Stop interrupting.
I just love spice.
So the King Miguel picked Vasco for a very important reason. Okay. He's neither a current nor potential rival. He was not allied to any of the important families. So it was a political move that he chose him. Luckily, Vasco da Gama was one of the best navigators alive. So lucky for the king, right? So so here's what happened. They set sail from Belém, which is south of Lisbon, on 8th of July 1497. And he had four ships. This would be Vasco da Gama, called caravels, which are these light, well-made, fast little ships. And they were they had two or three masts with lateen sails. Like, I can go and describe what a lateen sail is, or I can just...
Please do, because I have no idea what that is.
A lateen sail is an angled sail.
Okay.
And they kind of got their inspiration from the eastern sails. But they look like a triangle, as far as I know.
Like what we have on our sailboats?
Exactly.
Okay.
A lot of them. And because of that angle, there's more maneuverability.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
They were about 40 to 60 feet long, and they had an average weight of 50 to 60 tons, and what they were was fast and maneuverable. That they weren't very big. So he had four of them.
Okay.
The São Rafael, São meaning saint, Miguel, São Gabriel, and O Berrio. So what he did is something this kind of long looping figure eight move to get down to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, because he couldn't go straight down there because of currents, so he had to kind of sail around the currents and then pick up speed and go through them, if I remember correctly. If I remember correctly, I remember the move he did was very hard. Like, people still have trouble doing it with modern sailboats.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes along the coast of Africa, and local contact with all was pretty benign. He was not some conquistador for the most part. He was just an explorer. And
he wants some spice.
He wants some spices, bruh. And there was one incident on Mozambique where the king tried to kill him for being Christian.
Mm-hmm.
All four of them. And a pilot being the guy who pilots the ship.
Okay.
He tried to smash all four ships, but he only smashed one. Vasco overcame this betrayal, took his remaining ships to Mombasa in Kenya, and got there on April 7th. And they were attacked in the night by a guy who also didn't like Christians, a local leader. In Melinda, down the coast, he met a political rival of that ruler.
Mm-hmm.
And Vasco was able to get a pilot from Melinda. It was an ethnic group. I believe it's an Indian ethnic group. I can't pronounce. I tried, and it just sounded goofy. He got supplies there, and he took him to Calicut, which was the trading capital of southern India at the time. It took 23 days to cross the Indian Ocean. The Zamorin, which was the ruler of Vasco, welcomed him. He wanted to be friends with the Portuguese, but they kind of knew the Portuguese were going to be invaders, because whenever you meet a new culture, there's going to be conflict, almost invariably.
Yeah. I could see that, yeah. Well, you're worried about, you know,
diseases.
Yeah,
you're just worried,
right,
about...
Yeah.
Because back then, the name of the game was, I'm starving, I'm going to kill other people until I'm not starving.
Exactly. It was self-preservation.
Everyone was like that.
Yeah.
Whenever you meet a peaceful tribe in history, they're either isolated...
Mm-hmm. That's funny. I mean, it's kind of sad.
Yeah, they're isolated, someone else's vassal,
mm-hmm,
or doomed.
Oh.
Like, mm-hmm, the... Or, you know, they're going to become warlike eventually. The early Celtic tribes were... The old Irish tribes, also called, were peaceful, and then they met the modern Celtic tribes,
mm-hmm,
and were pretty much wiped out.
Aww.
Because they were peaceful.
Aww.
That's just life, man.
Yeah,
so all the stuff he brought there for trade was Indian trade goods, not Indian trade, stuff that would impress Africans, and were not available in Africa, but were available in India. So he basically, all the gifts he brought and trade goods he brought, no one wanted. They, we have those. What do you want from it? Like, for instance, he brought a boss with 7 brass vessels, vessels being like cups, a chest of sugar, 2 barrels of oil, and a cask of honey. And what happened also, though, was the Muslim traders there didn't like him either. Mm-hmm. In fact, the Muslim Christian back and forth has been happening since the 600s. Mm-hmm. In fact, the Muslim army of Moors invaded France in 780. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, it's been a back and forth. So they, to avoid increasing tension, Vasco da Gama left, but he ignored local advice about the monsoon season.
Oh boy!
And got stuck in one. The return trip took 120 days. Wait, what did I say? Well, sorry, I said that wrong. 123 days. Okay. What did I say? 321 days. When they finally got back to Portugal, 44 of the 175 men were alive. The rest were all dead from scurvy. They didn't know about scurvy back then.
They didn't bring the lemons.
They didn't know about lemons yet. They didn't even have oranges. The 2 remaining ships limped into port. The survivors were worth multi-millions because of those spices. And it made Portugal famous and important now. And it had
some clout.
Yeah, it was like someone. Imagine if we had not even gold, because spices are more valuable than gold. Imagine if we had a very powerful energy source, like a piece of coal that will burn clean for 1,000 years, mm-hmm. 100 years. That would be like an equivalent. That's how valuable this stuff was.
Wow.
So it changed. The king's standing in the European nations, it changed. So a lot of things happened as a result of this.
So it's totally worth it.
Yeah, and like there's tons of political back and forth, but I don't want to get into that because that first trip alone was what was very important. So the king wanted Calicut to bow to Portugal. So
Calicut, that's in India?
That's that southern Indian trading capital that was ruined by the Zamorin. And he sent Vasco da Gama back there. So he brought violence with him on the next couple trips. He had to. I'm not agreeing with him. Not judging. Probably not. People were savages back then. That's one thing. Is like we think now because if someone has better technology, they're more stable mm-hmm. as a culture.
Yeah.
I've noticed that. If someone's a technologically advanced country, like they're stable and sane. Not back then.
Yeah.
They were like instead of being savages with swords and axes from the medieval era, they just had guns now. So that's really, they were still the same warlike European nations. They just had more advanced technology.
Better weapons, mm-hmm. basically.
Well, this Iceman's really good. So I'm not sponsored by Angry Orchard, but if Angry Orchard employees are listening. On with the story.
Shameless.
He sank a ship. He sank a ship of pilgrims. I think it was to make a point to.
Wait, I'm confused. How we get to pilgrims and ships?
Because this is his second trip.
His second trip.
He's okay. Trying to bombard. But he sank the ship to send a message to the Zamorin. And he started bombarding Calicut, but it didn't really do anything. Because they were just like, we'll just get out of gun range, cannon range.
So
it kind of, like most conflicts, there's kind of a tit-for-tat lack of discipline. Because he's not a soldier. His father's a soldier. Mm-hmm. He was a soldier, but his men weren't soldiers. Okay. So he made the trip, came back, didn't really accomplish anything, came back and said, listen, they don't like us over there. We're going to have to do, he couldn't seal a trade deal. That's what he wanted. He wanted a trade deal with the Zamorin. So.
Wait, who are the Zamorin?
The Zamorin was the ruler of Calicut. It's a title, like king or lord or duke. And so King Miguel said, well, you proved it's possible. I'm going to kick you out and put my cousin in there and my count and the dukes and all that. He rewarded his, and he sent them back there, back and forth, back and forth. And he got pushed to the side. You know, he's still a hero.
Yeah.
He still did all this stuff. People still loved him.
Yeah.
He was wealthy, famous, and...
Well, good for him. And he had the amazing move to get down.
Yeah. And he went on a third trip, and he died on the third trip.
Aww.
And he was buried, I believe, in India.
Aww. That's sad.
So here's why he's important. Here's why he's one of the greatest of all times. He opened up... He was the first person to go from west to east. And he did that. He was the man on the moon.
Now, what about Marco Polo? Didn't Marco Polo go
Marco first? Polo did, but that's... He didn't let me finish my sentence.
Okay, sorry.
So, it was permanent after this. Marco Polo was a one-off. He left in, I believe, 1218 and came back a little bit after that.
Okay.
Maybe it was 1222. But he was just a one-off. He went there and he came back. Mm-hmm. What Vasco da Gama did is permanently set up the back and forth between...
He established a route.
Exactly. He established, okay. That may be a better way of putting it.
Alrighty. And took Marco Polo probably longer
time. Much longer time. It took him years and years and years.
Yeah, because he was in a canoe or something, right?
No, he was in a canoe. No, I think he was in a type of Italian ship. Then he traveled mostly over land. He went through the desert and the Gobi and all this other stuff.
Oh.
There's a decent Netflix show about it. It's a little historically inaccurate in some places, but it gives you a gist.
Idea. Okay, so all right, I get it. So, yeah, that...
He proved it was possible.
He's a very brave guy.
Imagine this is the guy going to Mars and setting up a permanent colony there.
Okay.
Versus Marco Polo be the first guy who goes to Mars and then comes back.
Okay.
That's the difference.
Okay.
And it is comparable. This was like going to Mars for them.
Okay.
It was as dangerous as impossible.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Thoughts, comments, concerns?
Well, I've never heard of him before. I always did wonder how all those spices got into food that clearly weren't from continental Europe.
Yeah.
And this explains that.
This dude.
That dude, it was him. Way to go. Way to go, Vasco.
Vasco da Gama. I asked my Portuguese professor how to pronounce his name. It was so fluent, I couldn't repeat it.
I know. I watched, you know that movie City of God? It takes place.
I've watched it. I can't finish it.
Yeah, well, they speak so fast. I cannot catch a word. Like, a word. Even when they said Rio de Janeiro, I was like, Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah, we probably sound the same to them.
Yeah, but I was just like, what? So, yeah, I'm sure we're not saying his name correctly, but... Well, anyway, so yeah, that was really interesting, and I think explorers are really cool. We're going to do more explorers, isn't that right?
We are.
Find out how this world got united.
So we are going next to I want to see if I can pronounce this correctly... Nayin Singh, who explored Tibet. He's an Indian who explored Tibet. And, yeah.
Yeah, stay tuned for that one.
There will be a hiatus, a mild hiatus. I'm going on vacation. But someone...
You're exploring yourself, aren't you?
I'm exploring, yes.
You're going to...
Do we tell them?
Yeah.
Brazil. Eu viajando Brazil.
He's going to Brazil.
I'm visiting Brazil.
He's visiting Brazil. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. But so yeah, we will be on hiatus while he's in Brazil.
Unless you want to do my backup episode on James Cook.
That's right. I'll wait for you to come back.
Okay. So anyway, Nyan Singh is next.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'm excited for that because I have a friend that's gone to Tibet a bunch of times and she loves it.
Really?
Yeah. No, it's Nepal. Sorry. Sorry, that was wrong country, but kind of close.
You're very close, yeah.
Pretty close. And but anyway, yeah, well, thanks for sharing this guy's story, and thanks for listening, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a chance, give Angry Orchard Iceman a try. It's different. You might like it. You might love it. You might not like it. I don't.
You might.
You might want more.
You might want more.
All right, that'll do it for us. Thanks for listening. Until next time, we'll see you later. And remember, if it weren't for history, we wouldn't be here.